In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Time is something that is actually sacred. It itself is a creation, a gift from God. Though we do, looking back, want some time to disappear, perhaps this past year, it's beautiful how we, though, still encompass even the most difficult of years that many can remember in this mystery of the Nativity, as we prepare to enter in our civil world into a new year. Our faith gives us all that we need to do it well and to do it right. Now, untold ages ago, there was a beautiful, perfect, sinless woman created by God's gracious and loving will. She had been created to be the mother of all humanity. It was a time of great hope for a brand new world. Her name was, as you might have figured out, Eve. It is important for us to recall that Eve, like Mary, was created sinless for her special role. Our original state, as our fullest state as human beings, is not in sin, but in fact sinless. It's how we were created. Being in God's image, Eve and her husband Adam had total, complete free will to choose the good. Freedom in order to choose the good, to choose love. I've said before, it's not love if you can't choose to love. God wanted to share so much and shared even his own image so that we choose to love him. Of course, we know the rest of the story, right? They did not choose the good. Having been tempted by something seemingly greater, a godlike power, they chose themselves and their own will and desire over the greater good, God. But, and here's the rest of the story, God didn't let that stop him in his love. So much did he love what he had created, that he loved this image that he made us in, that he planned the rescue mission, the beginning of which we celebrate, of course, at Christmas. To save us in this mission, he had to do it himself, and he came himself in our flesh to our rescue. A new and sinless Adam was brought into the world to do this. Born of a woman, as St. Paul just said to us, taking his flesh from a new and sinless Eve, just as at the beginning, but now they are Jesus and Mary. Note that on this feast of Mary, Mother of God, we are not, in fact, turning our attention away from Jesus. Far from it. It is, in fact, all about him. Mary's title, Mother of God, the oldest title that she bears, it's all about Jesus and the dignity that he has raised up humanity to be. He has allowed one of us to bring himself into this world. The literal translation of Mother of God is a Greek word. It literally means God-bearer, to be the God-bearer. And so today we are invited to meditate or ponder, reflect, like Mary did in the gospel, on how and why the eternal God, who exists outside of all space and time, would become one of us in time, into a human family. And so just a quick review, because reviews are always helpful, right? Before your final exam. We have the most holy Trinity, one God in three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. still one God in these three divine persons. This is the one God without beginning and without end, the one God who created everything out of nothing. Every atom, proton, electron, quark, things we don't even know about or can't see yet. If they exist, there was a time that they did not. And our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, brought them into existence and holds them in existence. He is, in fact, existence. So the Nicene Creed, we will pray shortly, lays this out for us. So Jesus, who is Jesus? He is the incarnation, the enfleshment, if you will, of the eternal second person of the Most Holy Trinity, God the Son, come to earth. Mary bore God incarnate, which means God in the flesh. Jesus did not bring down his body from heaven ready-made, neither did he simply pass through Mary like water through a pipe. Instead, he did something even more amazing. He took our own human flesh from Mary. He received it, and through her flesh, he now shares in our humanity. By doing this, by assuming humanity, he now can save it. And this is important. The child born of Mary is both fully human and fully divine. Because of this, he is able to heal us from the inside. He'll heal us from our sins from the inside out, and to elevate us to a dignity we could not have possibly imagined. We are now capable of being his adopted sons and daughters. Sons and daughters of God, that is what we are called to be. The yes of this new Adam and new Eve, Jesus and Mary, overturns completely the no of the original pair. And it gets better, folks. Like Mary, with and through Mary, we are also called, graced, honored, and predestined to be God-bearers, to carry within us the divine word, Jesus Christ our Lord, to receive that word made flesh in Holy Communion, to enflesh him in our own person, so that our words, when people see them, they will hear his words, so that our actions, when people see them and experience them, they will experience his actions. Like Mary, with her and through her, we are called to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and filled with grace. It already began at your baptism. It already came down on you at confirmation in an extremely full way. And it continues in all of the sacraments. All of our lives made fruitful for God's glory and our sanctification and the salvation of the world. So, as we prepare for this first day of a new year, the church turns our attention to the perfect model of a disciple, to show us, folks, it can be done. Mary, who overcame every obstacle more than you or I can imagine, even in the past year, to bring the world its true Savior. The year 2020 was unexpected, to say the least. It's times like this, with so much constant change around us, that we look for things that don't change. And there is one, God, and his love for you. That will never change. We know the rest of the story. We know how it all ends. And we have been promised that even if it looks bad, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Have faith as we begin this new year full of hope. After the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who pondered the mysteries of God in her heart, may we open ourselves, forget ourselves, and allow ourselves to be guided always and only by Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.